This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling coalition discuss local elections. World Water Day being observed across the country, organizing various programs. And U.S. President Joe Biden warns Russian President Vladimir Putin may use chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling coalition have held discussions at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba's press chief, Govinda Pariyar, said Prime Minister Deoba, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal and other top leaders discussed local election-focused issues in the meeting. World Water Day is being observed across the country by organizing various programs today. World Water Day is marked every year on March 22nd. The World Water Day was announced by the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development held in Rio de Janeiro, a city in Brazil, in 1992. Internalizing the framework on Agenda 21 of the conference, World Water Day is observed every year since 1993. Two-thirds of the earth is covered with water, but all water is not pure and drinkable. The water in the sea and ocean is salty. Only 2.5% of water is considered safe, fresh and potable. Although Nepal is considered the second richest country in terms of water resources, many markets and cities, including the federal capital, face an acute shortage of drinking water. The government record, however, states 88% of households have access to pipe water supply. This year, World Water Day's slogan is groundwater making invisible visible. Meanwhile, on the occasion of World Water Day, President Bidya Devi Bhandari extended best wishes, stating that this day would inspire all to contribute to ecological balance by conserving water resources. In a message, the president said groundwater resource is important natural heritage and helps make the ecosystem sustainable and lessens the impacts of climate change. Similarly, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has stated that conservation of available water resources and quality of water by identifying the water resources and ensuring its sustainability is the common responsibility of one and all, as a huge chunk of the population is heavily reliant on the use of groundwater. In his message of best wishes on the occasion of World Water Day today, the Prime Minister has urged all to make contributions from one side for the conservation and promotion of groundwater. Moreover, the experts concerned have underscored the need for proper management of groundwater. Nepal and the Republic of Palau have established diplomatic relations. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has bilateral diplomatic relations reached 174. Permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, and the permanent representative of the Republic of Palau to the United Nations, Ilana Victoria Sayed, signed a joint communique to this effect in a brief ceremony held at the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations, New York, yesterday. The two ambassadors also signed a joint letter informing the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, about the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The Republic of Palau is a country situated in the Pacific Ocean, southeast of the Philippines, with an area of 459 square kilometers and a population of about 22,000. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has spoken about the need for depoliticizing development endeavors. Speaking at a program in Lamjung today, the leader was confident that the country would see a significant pace of development if there is a collective approach towards that end. On the occasion, former Deputy Prime Minister laid a foundation stone for a motorable bridge over the Chardi River. The structure will connect the Suryapal and Chardi Ramga of Madhya Nepal Municipality 3. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast there is a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning in some places due to the partial to normal change in the weather in the hilly terrain of the country due to the influence of the western low pressure system. According to the division, there is a possibility of partial to normal cloud cover in the hilly terrain and thunder showers and light rain in some places in the hilly terrain, of Gandaki province. It will be generally clear in other parts of the country today. There is also a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning in one or two places of the hilly terrain of province number 1, with partial to moderate change in weather in the hilly terrain of the country tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 14.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.3 degrees Celsius. Currently, the Western Low Pressure System has a general effect in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has given his strongest warning yet that Russia may be preparing to use chemical and biological weapons in Ukraine. U.S. President Biden says the Russian leader has his back to the wall as a result of Ukrainian resistance, and there was a danger he could resort to more severe tactics. Likewise, the White House also warned that Russia may also resort to cyber attacks against the United States in response to increasingly damaging sanctions. Likewise, the Ukrainian president says they will never bow down to ultimatums from Russia after Moscow said it will allow people out of Mariupol if Ukraine surrendered the besieged city. He also called again for direct talks with President Putin in any format to end the conflict. Moreover, the Ukrainian military has said Russia has boosted its aerial presence in Ukraine's airspace in the past 24 hours. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a plane crash in southern China as families of those on board gather at a nearby airport waiting anxiously for updates. China Eastern Flight MU5735 was carrying 132 people when it crashed into hills in Guangxi province. The tragedy was sparked widespread grief in China. President Xi Jinping has ordered a full-scale investigation. According to reporters on the scene, the plane crash into the ground had sparked a forest fire which was later put out, leaving deep scorch marks on trees. The number of casualties is not yet known, and there are fears of no survivors. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling coalition discussed local elections. World Water Day being observed across the country, organizing various programs. And U.S. President Joe Biden warns Russian President Vladimir Putin may use chemical or biological weapons in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.